I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. South Korea's former leader is going to prison.
A South Korean court has sentenced former President Yoon Suk-yeol to 5 years in prison on some charges related to his imposition of martial law in 2024. The verdicts, the first against Yoon in the 8 criminal trials over the decree he issued and other allegations. The most significant criminal charge against him is that the martial law enforcement amounted to a rebellion, and the Independent Council has requested the death sentence in the case that's to be decided in a ruling next month. Yoon has maintained he didn't intend to place the country under military rule for an extended period, saying his decree was only meant to inform the people about the danger of a liberal-controlled parliament obstructing his agenda. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
The Utah man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk is due back in court as his attorneys seek to disqualify prosecutors in the case. An 18-year-old child of a deputy county attorney was at the event in Utah where Kirk was shot. I'm Ed Donahue.